Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. As big a boost as Super Tuesday provided the presidential campaign of Joe Biden, it delivered a huge disappointment to Elizabeth Warren last night. She did not win a single state. She finished third here in her home state of Massachusetts and came away with only a handful of delegates for the entire evening. As the votes were being counted last night, Warren was in Michigan, a state that votes next week, looking past Super Tuesday.
You are the ones who get to pick the person who will be the next president, and it is an awesome thing. You are going to do it right here in Michigan next week. People are doing it in California right now, and that's what it means to have a democracy. I'm in this race because I believe I will make the best president of the United States.
Elizabeth Warren in Michigan last night. Joining us this morning from Michigan is WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Good morning, Anthony. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Good morning to you, Bob.
So clearly not a good day for Elizabeth Warren yesterday. What stands out to you about yesterday's result and where it leaves the Warren campaign?
Well, this is pretty devastating, and I'm sure the Warren campaign is thinking hard this morning about whether there is a way forward. I mean, look, despite so much good organization, getting into this race early, raising a ton of money, she hasn't been able to win, not in Iowa, not in New Hampshire, Nevada, or South Carolina. And last night, as you said, she finished third in her home state, well behind Joe Biden, who won, by the way, without even campaigning in Massachusetts. So this is a big disappointment for her and for her supporters. So here's Brian Corr of Cambridge, who's been a volunteer with the Warren campaign since the beginning. He says Hillary Clinton's loss to Donald Trump in 2016 hurt Warren's chances as a woman running for president.
I think in some ways that's the biggest challenge. People are a bit tied up in knots about who is someone else going to support, as opposed to who do I think will be the best president for this country.
According to CNN exit polls, more than half of Massachusetts Democratic voters made up their minds just in the last few days, and it was Biden more than anyone else who benefited from those last-minute decisions. And Bob, this morning, I like that the Globe pointed out this fact, that every Democratic candidate for president from Massachusetts since 1960, that includes John F. Kennedy, Edward Kennedy, Michael Dukakis, Paul Tsongas, John Kerry, and Mitt Romney, managed to carry their home state of Massachusetts, except Warren.
A disappointment which may well be why she was in Michigan last night. She must have read the tea leaves. You were with her. What was her message to supporters there last night beyond what we've already heard?
Well, it's pretty clear that the Warren campaign wasn't expecting a good day. There was a campaign watch party in Somerville that was closed to the press, and that's clearly an indication that they weren't expecting a whole lot to celebrate. Here in Detroit, Warren was trying to look ahead and make a case to voters that there are more primaries to come. She urged supporters not to listen to the pundits, not to vote for whom they think they should support or for whom they think their neighbor would support, but to vote their hearts. So here's a bit of what she said.
Cast a vote that will make you proud. Cast a vote from your heart. And vote for the person you think will make the best president of the United States.
Well, Anthony, we hear the cheers there. What kind of response did Warren get in Detroit?
This was a really enthusiastic crowd. Lots of people lined up early to get in. Several hundred people at Detroit's Eastern Market. It included people like Rob Saxon of Ann Arbor, Michigan, who believes that Warren would have the best chance of beating President Trump, and he hopes that she stays in the race no matter what.
I heard that her campaign says she's going to stay in it to the end. You know, I'm hopeful that she can use it, some leverage in the convention, and I think she'd be a good vice president.
So you really like to see her stick around one way or the other, it sounds like.
I would. I'm not a Biden supporter. I think his time has passed. I think we need some fresh faces. I think she should stick in it. If she's got the money, she should stick in it.
Now, going into Super Tuesday, Bob, that was Warren's intention to stick with it all the way to the convention. But after yesterday's results, it's hard to imagine how she does that. And Bob, if this is the end of the Warren campaign, it's the start of a long conversation about what went wrong to such a promising campaign.
Right, as she did lead the campaign for at least a short while a few months back. Last night, the Associated Press reported, Anthony, that Michael Bloomberg today would reassess his campaign after his disappointing finish yesterday on Super Tuesday. No such statement from the Warren folks.
No such statement yet. I don't know if one is coming. I've reached out to some contacts that I have with the Warren campaign. I haven't heard anything back.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks reporting this morning from Detroit. Anthony, many thanks.
My pleasure, Bob.